Hello and welcome to SearchVB.com's latest news podcast. I am your host, site editor Brian Eastwood. It was a busy month of October at SearchVB.com, as three different conferences, the .NET 3.0 Roadshow, the Ajax Experience, and VS Live, all came to the Boston area. Along with free t-shirts, pens, and notepads, I took away from each conference several lessons for better development. Today I am going to share some of those lessons with you. The first stop was the .NET 3.0 Roadshow. This was a Dr. Dobbs event held at Microsoft's local office in the Boston suburbs. The speakers all came from the consultancy iDesign. The topic, naturally, was .NET 3.0, Windows Communication Foundation, Windows Workflow Foundation, Windows Presentation Foundation, and Windows Card Space. Here, WCF got the most attention, 6 out of the 10 overall sessions, because it is the bit of .NET 3.0 technology that developers are most likely to start using first. Yuval Lowy led each of the WCF sessions on the first day. He said that, in essence, WCF is an SDK for SOA, which is service-oriented architecture. The biggest advantage of WCF is that it provides a so-called standard off-the-shelf plumbing for designing this architecture. Less time spent coding plumbing means more time spent on features, which users actually care about, and bosses notice when it's time to discuss that raise. Day 2 began with an introduction to WCF security by Michelle LaRue Bustamante. At a basic level, both the body of the message and its security tokens are encrypted. In addition, all messages go through an intermediary proxy or firewall on the way from the service to the client. There are several other types of security settings, LaRue Bustamante said. These include client and service certificates, security tokens and message headers, ASP.NET role providers, and algorithms. Ultimately, the level of security depends on whether you are developing an intranet application, a business partner app, or an internet app. The remainder of the day's two talks offered introductions to Windows Workflow Foundation, Windows Presentation Foundation, and Windows Card Space. Of those three remaining technologies, WF, not WWF, is the one you're most likely to get started with. WF lets developers create graphical representations of business processes as workflows. It supports sequential workflows, which look like flowcharts, and state machine workflows, which look like ongoing processes. These charts give all the stakeholders in a business process, and not just the software folks, a clear sense of what is happening and what needs to happen to get a project done. The second stop on the conference tour was the Ajax Experience. This took place at the new Westin Boston Waterfront Hotel. Try saying that three times fast. The name probably does not sound familiar, but the location should be, at least for anybody who came to TechEd in Boston. This was the hotel under construction next to the convention center. Well, it's finished, it's very clean, and it looks very, very nice. Expect to see more conferences here in the future. Anyway, the theme of this conference, naturally, was Ajax. Ajax stands for Asynchronous JavaScript and XML, or to be really technical, Asynchronous JavaScript and XML HTTP Request. Basically, it calls back to a server and requests only the information on a web page that is changing. So anything that is not changing, whether it's a header, a footer, or a body of text, remains exactly the same. Well-known examples of Ajax in action include Google Maps and Netflix, where rolling over a movie title will bring up the description of the title and a little picture. Not only is Ajax potentially poised to change the way web applications work, it will likely change what users expect from those applications. Now, if you want to get started with Ajax, you're in luck, because Microsoft's Ajax framework, ASP.NET Ajax, until recently known by the less mouthful Atlas, is now in beta and will be released before the end of the year. This framework contains JavaScript libraries, base classes, and a component model. Plus, there's a separate control toolkit with a variety of add-ins that you can copy and paste into an existing ASP.NET 2.0 application. Because frameworks like ASP.NET Ajax aim to make Ajax development super easy, there is a temptation to overuse it. Think back to those 30-second flash movie introductions on so many websites a few years ago, and you know what I mean. Thus, one major task of the Ajax experience was showing developers how to design better-looking apps. The key, according to presenters from both the consultancy's Adaptive Path and from ThoughtWorks, is CRAP. Yes, you heard me right. In this case, it's an acronym, and it stands for Contrast, Repetition, Alignment, and Proximity. Developers should keep all four concepts in mind as they piece together a user interface. In this case, CRAP is a good thing. CRAP also demonstrates the bigger lesson for web developers, which can also be expressed in the form of a familiar acronym, this one being KISS. Jeff Patton of ThoughtWorks said the apps you develop should be easy enough that users do not have to be trained on how to use them. They should be able to figure them out on their own, he said. Now, this sounds like a bit of a stretch, because most end users, including yours truly, need quite a bit of training on the apps they use every day. And even after that training, there's all kinds of questions involved. But Patton's message is clear. Applications are for users, and those who develop those applications need to remember that. Our final stop on the conference circuit was VS Live at the Sheraton in Boston's beautiful Back Bay. This was a 4-day Fawcett Technical Publications event, with 2 days of talks on ASP.NET development and smart client development sandwiched in between 2 day-long work sessions. The talks covered quite a bit of ground, but some distinctive themes emerged. On the ASP.NET development track, security was the main message. Robert Hurlbut of Hurlbut Consulting stressed the need for instrumenting one's application. Instrumenting means adding things like management events, performance counters, and trace information. The idea here, Hurlbut said, is to go a step beyond simply preventing attacks and detecting where those failed attacks are taking place. An ounce of prevention, a pound of cure, to be sure. On the smart client track, efficiency was the name of the game, as Brian Randall and Jackie Goldstein both offered tips for improving an application's underlying code, thus improving its performance and its speed. A lot of useful don'ts emerged here. Don't call the garbage collector method, don't call up exceptions for things that happen frequently, and most importantly, don't try to outthink your compiler. These general practices will have your applications running smoother and better and will ultimately make your end users happier. Well, that is all from this report from the proverbial front lines of the conference world. You can find SearchVB.com special reports from VS Live and from the .NET 3.0 Roadshow on our homepage, along with our news from the AJAX experience. And be sure to stay with SearchVB.com as the end of the year approaches and Microsoft gets closer to releasing two of the year's most anticipated products, Windows Vista and the aforementioned ASP.NET AJAX, formerly known as Atlas. We have an ASP.NET AJAX warning guide coming up soon that you should keep your eyes out for, and we will do our best to let you know what you need to know about these technologies. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. This is Brian Eastwood, SearchVB.com editor, signing off.